With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate has voted to fund most of the government after President Trump and Democrats struck a deal on Homeland Security. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Senators passed the measure a few hours before Friday's midnight deadline. To win passage of the bill, the president agreed to fund Homeland Security at current levels for 2 weeks, while lawmakers debate new restrictions on federal immigration raids demanded by Democrats. Because of the change in DHS funding, the bill heads back to the House, which is not due back until Monday. So technically, part of the government is shut down temporarily this weekend, but the impact should be minimal before the House vote. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Many states like North Carolina are getting a double dose of winter weather again this weekend.
Much of North Carolina was coated in a thick sheet of ice last week, causing stores to run out of just about everything. This weekend, the prediction is for heavy snow in some areas, followed by strong wind, as another wave of dangerous cold is predicted for the south, all the way up the eastern coastline to Maine. Originally from Alaska, Dan McClellan says he's ready for the cold snap to be over.
It's been difficult.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Frustrations ran high for the tens of thousands have been without power for nearly a week in the South as new storms looms. In Nashville, residents' criticisms of their utility storm preparations and recovery reached a fever pitch yesterday. Journalist Don Lemon has been released from custody after being charged with federal civil rights crimes in his connection with anti-immigration enforcement protests that disrupted services at a Minnesota church. He was arrested in Los Angeles, freed after appearing in court. He's charged with conspiracy and in interfering with First Amendment rights of worshipers during the January 18th protest at the city's church in St. Paul. This is SRN News. A new look at America's religious practices and beliefs.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that about half of the population never goes to church. 25% attend weekly, 8% once or twice a month, and 18% once or twice a year. 54% of Americans are certain that God exists, 21% are fairly certain, and 24% are pretty sure or very sure that he does not exist. 44% of us pray daily, 23% weekly or monthly, 32% seldom or never. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has accused a Delaware nurse practitioner of prescribing abortion-inducing drugs to Texas residents. This is the second lawsuit Texas has filed against an out-of-state provider over such medications. Paxton has filed suit against Deborah Lynch, who operates an online clinic called Her Safe Harbor. The lawsuit alleges Lynch sent abortion pills to women in cities such as Houston and El Paso. This is SRN News. The European Union has agreed to list Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organization over Tehran's bloody crackdown on nationwide protests.
Kaya Kallas, the EU's foreign policy chief, said Thursday that the bloc's foreign ministers unanimously agreed on the designation. Earlier in the day, Kallas told reporters,
"If you act as a terrorist, you should also be treated as a terrorist."
The listing came after the 27-nation bloc sanctioned 15 Iranian officials, including commanders in its Revolutionary Guard, over the violent crackdown on protesters. Activists say the crackdown has seen over 6,300 people killed. I'm Karen Chavas.
President Trump has announced an IndyCar race will be held through the streets of Washington as part of America's 250th birthday celebrations. The race is set for August 23rd and could feature cars speeding past the White House at nearly 200 miles per hour. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.